The holiday sukkahs derives its name from the sukkah, the booth or hut, in which we dwell all of the days of sukkahs. Our sages tell us that the idea of dwelling in the sukkah means that you should treat the sukkah just as if it is your house. If one would normally sleep in the house, instead one sleeps in the sukkah. Eating in the house, instead eat in the sukkah, and so on. In this way, the mitzvah of sukkah has a certain advantage over any other mitzvah. This is, after all, the only mitzvah which you enter into completely. The person's entire physical body, down to his feet and even his shoes, everything enters within a mitzvah, within the sukkah. And so, too, all of his activities, whether it is an activity of a mitzvah, learning Torah, or whether it is a regular weekday activity, such as eating or sleeping, this is also done within the sukkah, in the context and in the physical presence of a mitzvah. This gives us a certain teaching which is necessary for our conduct throughout the entire year. The Torah stresses the idea of doing mitzvahs, the idea of prayer, the idea of study. In addition, however, the Torah tells us, "V'chol derechecha da'ehu," that you should know God in all of your ways. When you are doing business, you must also practice the different mitzvahs of the Torah, of being an honest businessman and so on. But even this is still a mitzvah. Even more so, when you're doing something which is not a mitzvah, a regular weekday meal, certainly you must eat kosher food, and you should eat the food only after saying a blessing, and after eating, say the bracha which is said after the food. But in addition, the eating itself must be done in a holy way. Although it might be a meal which is not associated with a particular mitzvah, nevertheless the person must eat l'shem shamayim, having in mind that using this food he will later on serve his Creator. So too, in all of his mundane acts, he must act as a Jew, and he must do them in a holy way. This idea can be clearly brought out from the behavior of a chassid from years past, Rabbi Binyamin Kletzker. He was a genius in Chassidic philosophy and prayed in a long meditative manner characteristic to Chassidim. Once it is told about him that in the middle of the day he began to meditate on a certain concept in Chassidus and stood in one place, unaware of what was going on in his surroundings, for 7 consecutive hours without moving. Reb Binyamin made his money in the lumber business. And once he was adding up his financial statements, and after adding up all of the figures of what came in this day and the next day, at the bottom he added up all of the amount for the total amount for that month, and next to it wrote, "Ein Eid Milvade," that there is nothing other than God. That even after all of the money he had made, "Ein Eid Milvade," that there is nothing aside from God himself, that everything is naught in comparison with him. One might ask, however, if this Reb Binyamin was so permeated and penetrated with a sense of the presence of God, why didn't he write this on the first number in the list? Why did he wait for the total at the end? By the very first entry, he should have written, "There is nothing, no other one aside from God." Why was he able to hold himself back until the end of the list, make the total, and then write this statement? Reb Binyamin Kletzker, however, practiced both methods of serving God. There's one way of serving God, being withdrawn from the world, in the context of prayer and Torah study. And this we see in the story of Reb Binyamin, when in the middle of the day, he suddenly meditated on a concept in godliness, and was lost to his surroundings. However, on the other hand, there's a way of serving God even when you are not in a surrounding of holiness, even when you are in a mundane environment, and in such a context you serve God, as we brought out from Sukkah, "B'chol derechecha da'ehu," that in all of your ways, your paths, they are not holy things intrinsically, they are things which are done by everyone in the world, and not particularly in a holy way, but you are making them holy, da'ehu, you should know God even in those paths. And therefore, Reb Binyamin, when he was adding up his accounting statement, first he added up the money as it was coming in. He was a businessman in the world and was adding up his figures. But at the same time, when it comes to the total, "B'chol derechecha da'ehu," know God in all of your paths, that even as a businessman adding up his figures, nevertheless, he had the full realization that there is nothing else other than God, "Ein od milvadeh." And from the holiday of Sukkot, where we do all of our weekly activities within the Sukkah, even our mundane activities, from this we draw the strength and inspiration that in the entire year, all of our actions should be permeated with holiness and godliness.